Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how on earth are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, that makes two of us fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more of us in the world, too. You know, I mean, we may be able to start a club or something like that, a fantastic club.
Yeah, like the whole world. Some just aren't aware yet how fantastic they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, integration of the mind. We're moving really far and deep into this series. Is this the longest series you've ever done? Part 24 I'm about to post? Wow.
Yeah, it's not ending. I just am in the middle of 28, but I know you don't want to talk about that. So.
No. Let's not jump forward. One thing at a time, please. One thing at a time.
Yes.
So integration of the mind, part 24, you bring up something that is so important that, you know what, you've been saying in an offhand way for a long time, but this time you're really direct about it. And what that is that what works for you may not work for the next person. That doesn't necessarily mean they should stop trying to find a way to get it to work. It just means it doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. That's good. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the other day my daughter came to me and she said, Dad, how do I meditate? My kids know I meditate. They've seen me do it for years or popped in while I was meditating, and they know when I'm in a particular position, they're not to bother me. And so I gave her a quick lesson and walked her through it and left her alone to practice. And a couple days later I asked, how'd that work? And she said, well, it didn't work at all. And it just so happened that my son was there at the same time, and he said, yeah, I tried Dad's method once before, too, and it didn't work for me either. And I said, well, what does work for you? And he says, oh, well, I figured out da-da-da-da-da-da, and he explained another way and encouraged his sister to continue to try, just use a different method. Now, I don't know if she'll actually do it, but it reminded me of what you wrote here in the article that, you know, if you really want to accomplish something and you try Brad Cullen's way and it doesn't work right away, find another way to try and accomplish it.
Oh, that's so well said. Thank you, Mr. Publisher.
Yeah. Anything you want to add to that?
No, that's perfect. I love it. For me, we can after rambling in the last podcast, which I never got one comment, so I guess we know that means there's a whole bunch of bad comments in the minds of people. I listened to that and I almost croaked. But that's all right. So this could be refreshingly short if that's all you've got to say.
Well, actually, it kind of reminds me of your story about the young lady who was at that class that you were brought into, and she got all angry and she went back to her room and she banged and pounded and got angry until she got what she wanted. And I highly doubt that that's the way most people receive their healing, but it was hers. It's the way that it worked for her.
Well, yeah. And what was so exciting is that, you know, to me, is she called the professor the next week when, you know, because she had come that morning to that class to tell him that she was going to have to take at least one semester off because her doctor, her family physician demanded it, said that she could not continue in school. She had that, you know, college student disease, whatever the heck it is. It's from being exhausted. What do you call it, you know?
No, I don't know. I've never been
an
exhausted college student so bad that I had to quit school.
Yeah. Anyway, with the doctor's orders. But anyway, you know, she went back to the doctor, who was amazed, and gave her the okay to go back to school. And she came in and explained that to the professor, and he called me in my office. He said, you'll never guess who was just at my office and why she was angry and what happened. And then he told me the whole story and how, I was so excited because that's it. I don't care how people get there, but when they get there on their own, exciting than when somehow I've been involved in helping them get there. You know, which is why I started writing anonymously, so that I could be taken out of the equation. And anyway, so yeah, it's exciting. Get your own way. We've been saying this for all the years when we've been doing the website. Thank you very much, Mr. Publisher. And, you know, go direct. Get your own. I'm just sharing with you because I am instructed to share with everybody who will listen what is my way, what I've been given. And it works for a lot of people, but for some, I don't care how much they try it. And I say, well, quit trying my way. Just, you know, an old story I heard a long time ago, and I'm going to bore you with it before I go off here. But it is an old black preacher in Oakland, California that I met. Delightful guy. And he'd talk about on the radio. He had this 15-minute radio program, and he'd say, it's important not to be in the flush. And at first I didn't know what the dickens he was talking about in the flush when you're approaching God. And, of course, that's in the flesh. And he told one time, and I've repeated the story so many times, I don't know if you've ever heard it or not, but he told a story about this woman came to him and said, Pastor, I want revival in the church. And so he told her, well, do you really want revival? And she says, oh, yes, Pastor, I want revival. And he said, so I told her to get her big self down on the floor on her knees, take a piece of chalk, and draw a circle around her body. And I'm telling you, it was a big body. Draw a circle around that body and don't get up until you get revival, and then you come back to church and then you share your revival and we'll all get it. That's the deal. Go get your own, but you're going to have to do whatever it takes for you to get your own until you get your own. There. Sorry about that, but I had to tell that story.
No, that was a good story. Very appropriate to what we're talking about. And I think that a lot of people hear us talk and may get turned off right away because we recommend or we use similar methods, you and I. That's just because we're similar. But that's not what everybody can do. And I don't know how many times I've said to people, you don't have to do what I'm doing, but you need to do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you and I are auditory in nature, and we say or claim and believe that we're hearing from God, whether that be a voice inside or it be some booming thing coming down from the sky, whatever it is. The point is that everyone can hear, but maybe instead of hearing, maybe their method is seeing. Maybe they'll see a ripple in the water, and that ripple will spell something. I don't know anything. The point being is,
or feel it or sense it.
Yeah. Whatever it
people
is that works for you.
Yeah, people talk about vibrations. Yes, it's all good. It all works. Just get your own. Hallelujah, brother.
Uh-oh. Okay, maybe this podcast needs to be cut short here. If you're going down that preacher road, I need to steer you away from that.
Oh, okay. Well, just whatever it takes. And do you have more, or are you going to let me go?
No, I'll let you go back to writing. I know you're just writing up a storm. I mean, wow, you're already ahead of the schedule on 28. I mean, what do you don't have to do anything for the next week. You can relax, maybe take a week off or something.
No, I'm so excited about you promising to publish this as a book that I want to get it done because I want to give, you know, hundreds of copies of this away in book form. So
okay,
and of course that takes publishing and you putting in a gorgeous cover and all the stuff you do with your publishing magic. So anyway. Yeah, thank you for letting me go. Thank you for the call, and thank you for giving the opportunity to to tell just one more of my crazy stories.
Okay, thanks, brother. Love you.
Hey, love you too, buddy.
Bye.